welcoming back to the program the head coach of football at Colby College, Jack Cosgrove, with us. Coach Cos, how are you?
Hi, Rich. Rich, we're doing great, thank you. Doing great.
What are you losing your voice already?
Well, it's football. It's preseason, right? I mean, that's the way things go.
Did I see you? You got the boys up and early doing 6 a.m. practices, huh?
Well, that's, yeah, kind of something that we started doing here. When you know, last year there's a situation in preseason that requires it as well. We have orientation going on around the college, so it's the best time for us to have all of our guys focus on what they need to do.
So what was the experience like for you in your first season last year? You end up winning the CBB title, which is a nice accomplishment. How did it go overall for you?
We got better. You know, Rich, I would say that's the number one thing. And we improved through the course of the season. You know, we won 3 of our last 4 and won the CBB title, which was a really big thing down here. And it was exciting to be around the development of the team. As I said, whenever you go, they're coming off a 1-win season. So, the fact that we won 3 and hadn't won the CBB since 2005, it was a big deal for the young men here in the program.
And how are things looking for the coming season?
Well, we're off to a really good start here in camp, Rich. It's been uplifting in the sense that the guys have a better working knowledge of what we do. You know, last year it was all new. I was a new guy in town. How are the practices going to be and that type of thing, and what are our systems going to be like, what are the processes going to be like to make that system work. And, so this year is in a sense, they're prepared better, and we had a great offseason, in the weight room, and it just, did the things that I think good football teams need to do in order to, have aspirations to be champions.
We're talking to Jack Cosgrove here on Downtown. The news came out a couple of days ago that a good friend of yours, a rival on the field, but a very close friend off, Coach Mack, Sean McDonald, taking a leave of absence down at New Hampshire. Have you had a chance to talk with Coach Mack at all?
I have, yes, I did. And Sean and I are very, very, very close. I consider him a great friend. And, let's just say stunning, to have that happen from a man who, he's just such an incredibly hardworking man. And there's a lot of, I think, similarities between us. I'm sure his voice is cracking at this time of year every year. And, obviously we're going to be very, very supportive of him. He's the kind of guy that will, take on a challenge like this, meet it head on, and he'll win out in the end.
I know you still follow what happens at the University of Maine, of course, and one of your proteges, Nick Charlton, taking over as the head coach this year, and high expectations, the highest preseason ranking ever for Maine. This started with you and what you've been able to do and the people who succeeded you, who were guys that you hired. You must still take great pride in seeing Maine get this national recognition.
Well, yeah, I'm really excited for them. Got a chance to go up and watch practice, and also to watch a scrimmage this preseason with our staff here from Colby. And it was really good to be around. Coach Charlton gave me a chance to speak to the team, and it'll always be obviously the place I played and the place I coached for 29 years. So there's a lot of me up there, and wish him the best. Certainly tomorrow night, I know that when we get done with our day, that'll be first place I go to see how they're doing.
Also want to ask you about this before we let you go, Cos, because you were someone who really fought for this. We're going to see the debut of 8-man football in the state of Maine coming soon. How important is that, do you think, to keep high school football strong in Maine?
Well, there should be a great concern across the state, based on the numbers, and the challenges that, high schools are small populations that try to play this game face, because there's hundreds of 8-man football teams across the Midwest. They're very, very prominent in those Midwestern towns, small towns, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, even Michigan and Wisconsin, there's some smaller schools in the outlying regions. And, you know, we've got three players that played eight-man football here at Colby, and they're good football players. The concept that it's not real football, I don't get that, because you ask these guys, these coaches, you know, the difference is the X's and O's, you know, because you take out three guys. But the fact that they're playing the game the way it's meant to be played, you know, allows those smaller town communities to develop systems. And that's, it fits their population, so they don't have to practice, or they're able to practice with the numbers they need, so they don't get themselves hurt, you know, in their own practices. That's really something that could be key to the continuation of the sport in the state.
Absolutely. Cos, it's always great to talk with you. We miss you on the road during Maine season, but you got some good things going down there. We wish you success in another strong year at Colby with those White Mules, and we'll check in with you as the season goes along.
Rich, thank you, and the best of luck to you and Bob as well. And what year is this?
23.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We're never going to catch you, Cos.
Well, you're doing a heck of a job at what you do, and everybody, I think, it knows that. So continued success and great luck this year.
Thank you, Cos. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Rich. Bye now.
That's Jack Cosgrove. Colby College, the White Mules, underway with their practice, getting ready for the start of their season soon. Jack Cosgrove joining us on Downtown.